A federal review of proposed rate increases for two Wisconsin insurers, John Alden Life and Time Insurance, find they're too high. The federal government, though, doesn't have the authority to make them lower, and neither does the state. Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner spokesman J.P. Wyske says there is incentive for the company to carefully calculate and justify its rates. Under the Affordable Care Act, if companies don't spend 80% of the premium on medical care, they have to pay customer refunds. Wyske says the insurance commissioner does not plan to scrutinize the pending rate increases, only if it affects Wisconsin's competitive market.
We'll certainly keep our eyes open if there's going to be an impact on the carrier's solvency or other issues that they may be going forward. But at this point, it's our intent not to look closely because we don't have the authority.
Wisconsin got about $5 million in federal money to review rate increases, but Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action says more needs to be done. He says the insurance commissioner needs the authority to regulate premiums.
The next logical step is to actually give the state the power and the insurance commissioner the power to deny rate increases that are not justified. We're halfway there, but it's an important step even to know that these rate increases are excessive.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services used independent experts to review rate increases and found unreasonable premiums in nine states. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.